Hey guys, welcome back to the Perfectly Wasted Podcast. I'm the host, Dull Oxide. Today is episode 72 on New Year's resolutions. You could find all of my previous episodes on the Drinking Wise Men YouTube channel, along with any other podcast I take part in. You could find all my day-to-day photos, cosplay photos, cat photos on my Instagram at Dull Oxide. And I have been not very active in this new year and in the holiday season, so I apologize for that. I've not been making very many videos recently, and that kind of gets us into our episode here today, New Year's resolutions. So a New Year's resolution, generally speaking, is some kind of resolution you have to better yourself or better your life or just all around better everything, let's just say. A lot of common New Year's resolutions are things like, you know, losing weight, being more organized, being a little bit cleaner, doing something that's going to be better for yourself in the new year. And it's actually a practice that's gone back like forever, as far as I know. Now, if you go and you read up on it a little bit, there's a lot of information all over, of course, because the internet has, everyone knows everything, you know what I mean? But it farthest back that I could find is that it was saying the Babylonians used to offer up things to the god and repay their debts and stuff to that effect. And New Year's resolutions these days is closer to self-betterment, things like that, you know, closer to home, to you, to your family, not so much, you know, Babylonian gods, but there are a lot of different reasons you might make a New Year's resolution. So with that, again, I apologize for the inactivity over the holiday season. As you might imagine, I was busy, like probably most everyone was busy. My 5 or 6 current followers or subscribers, probably busy too. Hopefully you missed me though. So my resolution for this year is that I'm going to try and be better on a lot of things. And actually a lot of the top 10 common resolutions I'm probably going to do. I do exercise pretty normally, but I know exercise is like a really big one on most people's lists. So I'm going to be getting more fit so that I'm in cosplay shape. And that's also one of my resolutions. I want to try and do a little bit more cosplay this year. Not sure I'm going to be able to achieve it just because the balance between work, fun, and exercise is going to be pretty difficult, but I am trying. So we're going to give that a try and see what happens. And with that, you know, like exercise, like I said, I do pretty normally, and I'm sure a lot of people get some amount of exercise in their day-to-day lives. I'm going to be trying to do that at least 3 times a week, and I usually do it about 3 to 5 times a week anyway, so it's not really anything new for me. It's not a New Year resolution, you know, it's just kind of like getting back into the swing of things. I am going to try and do more podcasts and be a little bit more active on social media because, you know, I started out and I was doing about 2 to 3 podcasts a week, and while that was great, you know, as time went on and I started losing time to other things, it just wasn't possible. So for now, I'm going to shoot for 1 a week at a minimum and then try and scale it up from there as I have more time. I actually have invested a little bit more into doing podcasts. You know, I got some new lighting. I don't know if you guys could tell. Hopefully it looks a little bit better from your end that, you know, the podcast, I'm trying to up my production value a little bit here and see if I can make things a little bit better. A little bit of that is because, you know, I want my girlfriend's production value of her her streams when she does gaming streams to be a little bit better. So I kind of didn't feel like I was losing anything by doing it. So it just kind of benefits both of us in many ways to have better equipment. So there's that. I got her own office now. So you could see behind me here, it's a little bit messy still, but it's a little bit cleaner too, let's just say. So I'm hoping to maybe fill this wall up with something that can be a little bit more entertaining. Maybe put a whiteboard up there for production, for work, things like that, because I do some work from home. Now, of course, with all these things, you know, everyone has New Year's resolutions that they make. Most people will say, are willing at some point to make a New Year's resolution for themselves. Most people probably have at some point made a New Year's resolution, and most people have probably given up on those New Year's resolutions also. So with that, you know, how do you stick to a New Year's resolution is what I kind of want to ask actually. Now, I know that I stick to things pretty well personally. Most people that know me can tell you that generally speaking, I go pretty hardcore on things as far as like dieting and exercise go. If I put my mind to it, it'll probably get done. So, I mean, that's something that I don't necessarily have a problem with, but I do see a lot of people kind of giving up. You know, they start something because they think it's going to be better for them, and then they just end up not doing it. And I'm not quite sure why that is. You know, obviously things get in the way, just like things get in the way for me, for my podcast in this last year. You know, work, exercise, having fun. These are all things that are important to you. So I would say that probably, now I haven't researched it, but probably the reason people give up on their New Year's resolutions is just it becomes too difficult. So I think that I can say pretty safely here that if you're having trouble keeping your New Year's resolutions, maybe you're shooting too high. You know, maybe kind of like, you know, I made a video a while back about, you know, setting goals and achieving them. And so maybe you kind of want to start low, you know, maybe for this year, instead of making it, you know, I want to lose like 100 pounds if you're really severely overweight, maybe say you want to lose like 20 pounds, something that's pretty easily achievable, even within a couple of months, you know. Now, that kind of is a cop-out. You know, you obviously are making it much easier for yourself. Personally, I like to play video games and things to that extent in like normal or hard mode, just right off, unless I know it's a very difficult game, then I'll just go with easy or whatever the normal play is. But, you know, making things easy for yourself in some cases works out. And some of those cases could be as easy as like, hey, you know what, I'm going to pay somebody to do something for me because they're going to do it better and I don't want to. For instance, I hate doing yard work. So generally speaking, I just don't do it. Now, does that mean my yard looks like shit? Actually, it does, just because I haven't found anyone to do the yard work for me. But that doesn't make too much of a difference. I'm willing to pay somebody to do a better job than I am. Now, this benefits not just me, but the person that I pay, in my opinion, because, you know, first off, I don't have to do the work. I feel like my time, in my case, is worth more than me doing that work, and they're probably going to do a better job. Now, if they don't, then I can just not hire them again, which is the great thing. But with a New Year's resolution, it's not quite that simple. You know, obviously, if you make it an easy resolution for yourself, you achieve it, and then the next time you can make it a little bit more difficult, or even you can make multiple level resolutions, you know, where you do little steps at a time and, you know, maybe continue it next year. Hopefully you don't make such a big resolution for yourself that it is just completely asinine to go through with. You know, obviously, if you want to become a millionaire or billionaire in this year, it probably is going to be pretty difficult unless you're well on your way there. If you're trying to do something like learn how to drive, then that's very admirable. That's something that you could probably do within a year as long as you're within the age restrictions of driving inside of your state or country. So that's something that is respectable. That's a really good goal. It's simple. It's not that hard. Maybe you want to stop drinking regular soda and drink diet soda because you want to lose a little bit of weight, or maybe you want to lower your salt intake, or, you know, work on your cholesterol, work on your body, you know, read more books. These are all things that are achievable goals. I'd probably stay away from things like, you know, weight loss or really, really high goals, like get a higher paying job that pays significantly higher than you have. Because the reality is that finding jobs, even though jobs are available, is not that easy. Like, there are available jobs, they just don't pay that well for everyone. And if really you like set the level for something, like for instance, you have a certain level of pay that you're trying to make, then it's going to be even harder for you to achieve this because already you have this expectation of what you want that you might not be able to achieve. So you're just kind of bogging down your resolution right away by saying like, yeah, I'm going to do this year. And then you're just going to end up being more disappointed in yourself. So while it's great to try and achieve these bigger goals, I feel like a New Year's resolution is supposed to be something to get you started, to get you going, you know, to make a goal that you can achieve so that the rest of your year can go through and be better. In fact, I think that making a small goal at the beginning of the year and achieving it early inside of the year is probably better than something that's going to take the entire year to achieve, because by the time that you get to next year, you're just going to recycle that same old resolution again. Oh, well, I'm really going to do it this year. This year is really going to be the year that it happens, you know? And that's something that I feel like a lot of people do already. So really, I guess what I'm trying to say here is that a lot of people make these New Year's resolutions and These days, like I said, it's mostly for yourself or for people that you know, but I feel like a lot of them are just too difficult to go through with, to actually accomplish. And really, what's the point of making a New Year's resolution that is not accomplishable? You know what I mean? So if you did make any New Year's resolutions this year, go ahead, you know, give it your best. Hopefully you achieve it. If you find that you're having a hard time achieving it, maybe try and segment it, take it down to the smaller steps along the way, smaller goals, try and achieve those and go from there. With all that being said, let me know what you think about my resolutions this year. Let's go ahead and add on to the list. I want to try and get maybe 50 subscribers this year. I don't feel like that's too high of a goal. I feel like it's definitely within reach. Maybe you can even help me with that. You know, go ahead and please do like, share, and subscribe to these episodes. It helps a tremendous amount. If you have any suggestions for any future episodes, anything you'd like to see me do on the cast, please do let me know. Comment, direct message. Thanks again for joining us. As always, that was 10 minutes perfectly wasted.